Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jerry Dunbar about the Drug Task Force.
There are some changes coming to the task force here in Washington County. Can you let us know what's going on?
Sure. Ever since 1996, we had a task force with Loayza County on a part-time basis. In 99, we went full-time. Actually, at that time, I was the first full-time person on the task force. And this past year, actually the past several years, there's been talk about and actually action taken where we're getting our money cut back every year. This year, we're looking at a 45% cut. Loayza County was talking about if they have to keep increasing their share, Loayza County and Columbus Junction. They didn't know if they'd be able to afford to do that. And maybe they could pool their money and get a full-time officer on their own. I didn't think that was going to happen this year. They had felt they had a stronger connection now with Muscatine maybe than they had in the past. And actually a lot of our drug activity is going up to Iowa City and has been that way the last couple years. So we are going to keep a task force. What we're doing is by paper only, separating from Loayza County and Columbus Junction. And then by paper only, we'll be joining with Johnson County. So the good thing is we still have a task force. We'll still be working drugs. We'll still be working drugs in Loayza County as well, just not on paper, though.
So you'll still have those relationships with the agencies that you're currently working with?
Absolutely. The relationships will be there. We'll keep working the drugs there. We will have a tendency, I'm guessing, with Johnson County to work more in their county than we do Loayza County. Loayza County will ask if for assistance. We more than happy to help them, of course. And plus, just the nexus of the drug connections will lead back over there as well.
And do you think that there will be more work in Johnson County just based on population?
Obviously, there's going to be more drug activity. However, Johnson County has, I believe, 4 or 5 full-time officers already with the different towns putting one in, where Washington Loayza was just one deputy to cover both counties. So this way, we'll become either the 5th or 6th drug officer in the two counties. So I'm expecting basically the same kind of coverage we're just working with someone else. And that not only helps Loayza County out as far as not having to put as much money in, but the state is saying or giving guidance, which they get their money from the federal government for the Burn JAG grant, that task force have to join together, can't be single. Well, we were a double one. Johnson County was a single, Muscatine was a single. So this is going to actually benefit everybody. We are looking and have had discussions about a regional task force where all of us get together. And we feel that we need to take a serious look at that just for funding reasons from the state and federal government.
All right. And have you been happy with the success of the task force?
Yes, we've been very successful with the task force over the years. I can't even guess how many arrests we've had as far as felony arrests and how many pounds, if not tons, of methamphetamines and marijuana that we've taken off when you add everything up. Methamphetamines, I shouldn't say tons of methamphetamines, but hundreds of pounds of methamphetamine along with tons of marijuana.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about the task force?
The only thing I would add is if people get a tip, please call it in. You may not see something happen overnight. Drug investigations take 6 months to a couple years on the average. And so it is a slow process, but we still encourage people to please call it in. They may assume we know about it, but we don't. So if you see suspicious activity at your neighbor's house or another place, be sure and call it in, let us know. We will follow up on it.
And is there any kind of suspicious activity that people should kind of be aware of or keep an eye out for?
Well, you got a lot of traffic coming in and out of a house that you may kind of wonder about. And the timing of the traffic. Is it all times at a certain time? Is there a light on at the place when people show up and not light on when nobody shows up? Or the opposite? Is there a flag up in the yard when people start showing up? Notice, look around, and sometimes you can see those things and you'll find a pattern.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Washington County Sheriff Jerry Dunbar. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.